Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., we are an interactive Bible study. And what does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity to participate in the discussion this evening. For those of you who are listening by internet, You can call. The number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, you can participate. Amen. If you call in, please hit number one if we cannot hear you. That means that your mic has been muted. We'd like to ask each and every one of you who are listening, please make sure that you mute your phone or whatever you are using to communicate this evening muted until it's time for you to talk, because we leave all of the mics open and we want to make sure that it's not a distraction for the speaker or the listeners. Amen. We can hear everything in the background, so we do appreciate that. Amen, amen, amen. Once again, the call, the number is 347-237-4054. Also, we'd like to let you know that everything is recorded, so you can go to the archives. You can go to the archives, and when you go to the archives, you can pull up any of the speakers, even the speaker for this evening, Pastor Rose Cook, who will be on speaking this evening. You can pull up any of the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio. Then once you go into Blog Talk Radio, then you would type in, "We Can Begin Again." We Can Begin Again. And once you pull that up, you'll see all of the archives. I believe there's over 400 messages that has been on since we have been since we've started this blog radio. Amen. So we encourage you to do that, especially if there's someone that you would like to listen to the Word of God. Amen. To get encouragement, and that's what we are. We are encouragers. We are encouragers. One to another. We do thank you for that. And as we move forward, we're going to open it up for a prayer for this evening. We're going to have a prayer list, and on our prayer list, I have a list of names for prayer. If you have anyone that you would like to add to the list, amen, we're going to encourage you to publicly. You can announce it, or you can just privately. You can just say it, amen, and just whisper their name without anyone hearing your request. Amen. Are there any names that we have? We have, so far, we have Stuart, we have Amber, Ben and Haley, Michael Hayes, I'm sorry, Michelle Hayes, there's Haley Cameron, there's Irma Barber. We are lifting prayer for the Hobbs family, Clay Stokes and family. We're also looking for prayer for the Spratlin family, the Williams family, the Stevens family. Amen. There are a host of other names that we have not announced. Is there any names that you have that you would like to add onto this list? Amen. All the mics are open. Okay. Amen. Pastor Cook, are you there? I'm hoping this is not one of the nights again that we have a technical difficulty. Amen. 973, am I coming in? Can you hear me? Area code 973. Okay, so we are having some technical difficulty this evening. I'm looking at the line. It just looks kind of funny. We're going to try to get this together. We have 973, and there are some other numbers that we have. 803, am I coming in? Can you hear me? Okay, amen. We may have to close this out and open it back up. I don't know what's going on. If it's frozen, these numbers are frozen. Since they cannot hear me, that means that those who are calling in will not be able to hear me. So we're going to pause for a moment, and I'm going to close it out and open it back up. and hopefully that will resolve the situation. Amen. Please bear with me. Of course, you know how it is when the word of God is proclaimed. There are always distractions. Amen. Amen. I have a text that says, "I can hear you clearly. I can hear you clearly." Okay, so we're going to move forward since you can't hear me clearly, and I'm not hearing any comments from anyone else. Pastor Rose, we do not hear you so far. Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bow and worship and we praise you for who you are. We lift up the name of Jesus, a name that's greater than any name that we can even utter nor even think of, and that name is Jesus Christ. Father, we ask that you would we're asking for protection, Heavenly Father, over those names that we have called out, Heavenly Father. We pray the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father, of all the names and the families that we have lifted up. Father, we pray over their family. We pray over their finances. Father, we pray over the homes. Father, we pray over our spirits, our soul, and our body. Father, we come before you asking that you would empty us of anything that you see that's unclean, Father, and that you would lift us up in the name of Jesus. Father, we surrender ourselves to you completely in every area of our lives. And we thank you for that, Father. Father, we take a stand against the working of the enemy, Heavenly Father, who tries to hinder any of your works, Heavenly Father, from serving you as best as we can. Father, we come, Heavenly Father, in the name of the true and living God who has power and control over everything that we do and everything we say. And Father, it has power over the enemy. Father, we command in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, that any forces of darkness in the name of Jesus would leave the presence of those names that we have lifted up. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, again over our families, our homes, our finances, our spirit, our soul, our body, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, Lord, we just turn our lives over to you today, Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you would tear down the strongholds, Heavenly Father, that are holding and preventing, Heavenly Father, your people, Heavenly Father, from moving forward. Any type of sickness, any affliction, any disease, Heavenly Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus, Father. We ask that you would give us a mind of clarity. Clear our minds, Heavenly Father, as we surrender our minds and our bodies to you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, Heavenly Father. Lord, if there's any fear, Heavenly Father, remove it, Father. If there's any power, Father, in our body and our mind, Father, we turn it over to you, Heavenly Father, Lord, because we know, Heavenly Father, that you are God who is the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end, Heavenly Father. And Lord, Father, we come, Heavenly Father, with a sound mind, Heavenly Father, resisting anything that comes against those names that we have called out in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, over our enemies, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, over anything that is trying to heal, hurt, kill, or destroy, Heavenly Father, the word of God or your children, Heavenly Father. Lord, Father, we come and asking, Heavenly Father, that it be loosed. Father, we claim peace. We claim joy. We claim prosperity. Father, we claim every member, Heavenly Father, of the body of Christ, Heavenly Father, by faith. Lord, we call it as being done. Father, Lord, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering our prayers. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ and the works that on the cross, Heavenly Father, who gave us life that we might have life more abundantly, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would just allow the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, to rise up and that it would overtake anything that we do or anything that we say, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for clearing any type of fear, any type of worry, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Any possessions, Heavenly Father, that is over us, Heavenly Father, Lord, we turn it over to you, Heavenly Father. Lord, Father, we just thank you, Heavenly Father. We come against hate. We come against envy, Heavenly Father. We come against bitterness. We come against anything, Heavenly Father, that our brothers or our sisters, Heavenly Father, are going against, Heavenly Father. Their enemies, Heavenly Father. We come against it in the name of Jesus, Father. We come to say that we love you, Heavenly Father. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, that you have promised that would dwell within us, Heavenly Father. We know that when you see us, that you do not see us, Heavenly Father, in the flesh, but you see the Spirit of Christ within us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. In the name of Jesus, Father, open our eyes, Heavenly Father. Clear our lives, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we continue to turn everything over to you, Heavenly Father, who is the creator of all things. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we all say amen, amen, amen. Amen. I am still not hearing any names over here. Pastor Cook, are you there? Pastor Cook, are you there? This line here is still looking kind of funny here, and I have no idea what's going on. And you know when things do not seem like they're right, and that's what I'm seeing right now. Something just does not seem like it is right. Pastor Cook, okay. Okay, amen. We are going to turn the mic on over to you right now. Amen. Can you hear us? You said you can hear us. You sent a text, but we cannot hear you. Okay, what is going on here? Pastor Cook, we cannot hear you. There is a problem here. I have texts that are saying that they can hear me, but I cannot hear anyone else. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I cannot hear you, Pastor Miles. I just received your text. I cannot hear you. Something is going on here. Okay, can I ask you to call, to hang up and call right back in again, please? Those of you who are online, could you please hang up and call back in? For some reason, there is a bad connection, and I cannot hear you. If you could do that, I'd appreciate it. Hang up and call right back in. Amen? You can hear me, but I cannot hear you. Okay, I'm still seeing you on the lines, all the numbers on the lines. If you could, please hang up and call right back in. Okay, I see Pastor Miles said he hung up, but I don't see his number where he has hung up. Okay. And Pastor Cook. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for victory. Thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. Okay. Okay. Pastor Cook, you just called in. Okay. Here's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to close this out and open it back up. Okay. I don't see any of these numbers here. Okay. I have all these messages saying they're talking, and I do not hear you. No, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. I am going to close this out, and I'm going to call right back in. I mean, I'm going to open it right back up. For some reason, we're having a problem here. Okay, let's try this again. too much time. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now I'm getting a message saying that the server is not found. And I'm sure that you are listening to me. You can hear me because I'm still on the line. But it is saying that the server is down. And I am working on that right now. But we know that Jesus does get the victory. Jesus gets the victory in all that we do. Okay, now it's saying that no networks are found. No networks are found. Okay, no networks are found. And that can't be so because I have. Right. Okay, you can hear me. You can hear me. Okay, Pastor Cook is on the line, and she is waiting to get cleared so she can begin her message. And I know it's going to be a powerful message. Anytime we have a situation that happens like this, anytime that we have a problem like this, God always comes through. God always comes through. And I don't know why we cannot open up this message. And if this happens, if it continues, then I'm going to have to give the message for this evening and kind of go from there. Kind of go from there. And my wife keeps telling me that I need to move forward, and I am trying to do that. Okay, we're going to move on. For some reason, I don't know what's going on here, but we're going to move forward with this message for this evening, and I am just going to start speaking out. I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I also remain in you. I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit. It must remain in the vine, and neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Okay, Pastor Mixon, I'm going to go on and just, you know, preach on this or talk on this. I am the true vine. I am the true vine. When it says I am the true vine, God is talking, saying that he is the vine. He is the giver of life. He is the creator of life. When it says I am the true vine, meaning that there are vines out there, some vines are dead and some are alive. And God is saying that I am the true vine. You're going to see a variety of different vines out there. You're going to find there are many out there who are preaching the word or saying that they are they're doing the same thing that God is able to do, and that's give life. That is to give life. And God is saying that I am the true vine. No matter whatever you see, if it is not the vine of Jesus Christ, then it is not the correct vine. It is not the correct vine. Amen? It is not the correct vine. And God does not want you to confuse the vines. He is the giver of life. No, you cannot go to have cards read. No, you cannot go to a soothsayer. No, you cannot have anyone tell you about life, because then you are dipping or you are moving into an area that is not of God. That is not of God. God is the God of light. And God, what he does is he reveals who he is. He is the gardener. He is the one who has created all of heaven and earth. He is the one who is the gardener, who has created something out of nothing. Amen. And it says here, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. And what he goes on to say in verse 2 is he cuts off every branch in me that does not bear fruit, while every branch does not bear fruit, he prunes, so there will be even more fruitful. And you know how it is when you have a garden. You have to go out every once in a while, and you have to prune those you have to prune off those branches that are dying. Because what happens is if you leave the dying along with the living, what happens is it begins to start to suck and kill the life out of what is living. It kills the life out of what is living. So if you have a garden and your garden is not fruitful. It is not fruitful. What you have to do is you have to go out and you have to prune that. And that's what God does with the people of God. What he does is he is the vine. And as long as we stay close to the vine, the creator, the word of God, as long as we stay close to that, we can live. Okay, we can be fruitful, we can have life. And when we move away from the source of life, which is the vine, which is Jesus Christ, what happens is we begin to start to lose life. We begin to start to lose life. We begin to start to die out. Why? Because we have separated ourselves from the vine. As long as we stay near the vine, we will be okay. As long as we stay near the word of God, we will be okay. And when we move away from the word of God, what happens is we begin to start to have confusion. We begin to start to have things that go on that we don't understand what's happening. That's because we have separated from the vine, the true source. We've separated from the word of God. And the word of God is what gave us life. And if what the word of God is what gave us life, and we move away from what gave us life, then we begin to start to lose out from the source that we get. It's almost like water. You can't live without water, okay? You can't live without water. We need water in order to nourish that plant. We need water, and that's what God is. God is the source. He is the one that gives us the nutrients and gives us everything that we need in order for us to survive. And what he says is he cuts off the branches in me that bears no fruit. If that branch does not bear fruit, he cuts it off. It cuts it off. It is not a part of what he is creating. Amen? It is not a part of what he's creating. And what he's creating is a body that is going to live, a body that's going to live. He does not create anything that is dead. He doesn't have anything to do with anything that is dead. And if it's dead, God removes it. He removes it. And that's what it says here. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Amen? If we look at a vine, we look at a vine, and the purpose of that vine, as it continues to grow off of the, as the branches grow off of the vine, those branches on there, after eventually begin to start to grow fruit. May it be an apple, may it be pears, may it be grapes, whatever it is that that vine is supposed to do, it has a purpose, and its purpose is to produce fruit. It is to produce fruit, and just like what he cuts it off, if it does not serve its purpose, he gets rid of it. He cuts it off. Okay, so and that's what he says. And he cuts off every fruit. He prunes, and so that it will become even more fruitful. So what happens is when they cut off that fruit, what happens is it is not being sucked dry. Those dead branches on there are not sucking the life out of it, and it's able to produce even more fruit. Why? Because it is not trying to provide any type of source for that dead branch to live. It doesn't. You can't bring something dead back alive. If that branch is dead, there's no way that you can have that branch make that branch live. You cannot make that branch live. So that what the whole purpose is getting rid of it, separating it from the rest of the branches as well as the source or the vine. The vine gives it provisions for that branch to live, and that is the whole purpose of that branch. When it's on close to that vine, it is there to provide fruit. And when you get rid of or you cut off that dead branch or those dead branches, then when you prune it, then what happens? Again, it's able to produce more fruit. Why? Because it is not taking it, the vine is not taking its source and trying to produce life into something that is not going to give life. And that's where it says in here, the branch does not bear fruit because he prunes it so that it would become even more fruitful. And then it goes on in verse 3, it says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. The word I have spoken to you, saying you shall live and not die. You shall live and not die. Living in the Spirit of God, you will not die. The word of God, that's a promise that God gives to each and every one of his children. God is the source, and when God is sending out the source, he's giving life, he's saying that you are going to live. Because why? Because you are connected to the vine. You are connected to Jesus Christ. You're connected to the source. And as long as you are connected to the source, you will not die. You will not die. Amen? You will not die. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. So when you're talking about us, the word has already been embedded in us. If you remember, the word of God says that I'm going to leave, but I'm going home, but I'm going to leave you the comforter.
I'm going to leave you the Holy Spirit that's going to dwell in each and every one of you. And that Holy Spirit is there to guide us, to direct us. Amen? To guide us and direct us. And when we are supposed to stay connected to the word that has been spoken to us, you shall live and you shall not die. And that depends on your mindset. If you are in the word of God, listen, if you're in the word of God, there is peace, there is joy, there is long suffering, there are the fruits of the Spirit that you shall have. Those things is what keeps us alive. Those are the things that keeps us away from losing our mind. Those are the things that keep us away from confusion. Those are the things that opens our eyes so that we may see anything that is not a part of the body. If it's not a part of the body, we are not going to attach ourselves to it. Amen? So that's what it does. You shall live and you shall not die. And there are those things out there that are trying to suck the life out of you. As you live in this world, there are things that are going to try to suck the life out of you when you begin to start to go out into the world. And that's why it's important always to come back to the Word of God. The word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And that is our purpose, to stay close to the word of God so that we can have peace, so that we can have joy, so that we can live, so that we can live. You know, and it's almost like it's okay if you don't eat for a couple of days. It's okay. Then after you begin to become weak, you have to go back to what's giving you the nourishment in order to make you strong again so that you can go right back out and do what you're supposed to do. So if you get out there and you starve yourself from the source, from the food that you need to survive, then what happens is you end up dwindling away. You end up dwindling away. And that's what that source is. The source of Jesus Christ is that source to give us life, to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. God wants us to live and not die. Amen? He wants us to live and not die. I really wish that I was able to get some comments here, but being that this, I cannot see what's on this screen and it's going out on me, so I'm just going to have to talk without any responses. And I can sense that, you know, when you're saying amen or feel that you are there with me as we are moving forward. This is not what I'm supposed to be sharing. This is Pastor Cook's piece, okay? I'm just trying to fill in the pieces simply because, listen, God's work does not stop. His work does not stop. The enemy tries to tear it down, but God, you know what? God always still works it out. Amen, and that's what he's doing right now. And I thank God for allowing him to work it out right now. As we continue, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. I've already spoken to you. I've already given you the word. I've already told you what you're supposed to do. I've already told you that you're going to live and you shall not die. And it goes on to verse 4. It says, remain in me as I also remain in you. Remain in me. You have to stay in the word of God. Remain in me. You have to stay in the word of God. Praise the Lord, Pastor Cook. Thank you so much for the encouragement. You have to stay in the word of God. Amen? No branch can bear fruit by itself. You can't live by yourself without Jesus Christ. You can't get away from the source that gave you life. You can't just turn your back on Jesus Christ and expect everything to be all right. Because what happens is, as you move away from Jesus Christ, you may appear that everything's all right, but eventually down the road, things begin to start to go wrong. And when they start to go wrong, what happens is we come right back to the source asking, oh, my God, oh, my Jesus. We come right back to Jesus Christ. So why leave in the first place? Why separate yourself in the first place? If there are things out there, peer pressure, job, whatever the case may be, that is trying to pull you away from the source that you know it is giving you life, then you and I are supposed to have sense enough to know that we are to stick with the word of God. We are to stick with Jesus. You know, immovable. We are not supposed to move. Amen? And anything that anybody says or does to you or when we have a strong foundation, is that vine is Jesus Christ, and we are connected to the vine, which has our foundation, we're immovable because we already know the word of God. We already know what God has said. We already know what we're supposed to do. And here's what happens is you get out there, and all of a sudden these things begin to start to trick you, deceive you, confuse you, whatever the case may be, and make you realize that you can get out there and do it on your own. You don't need the source. You don't need Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you right now, you need Jesus Christ in order to live a life worth living. Amen? You have to do just that. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, Minister Herman. You have to keep your eyes on the prize, and the prize is the vine. The prize is Jesus Christ. Listen, you're going to get out there. We're going to get out there. Listen, this is a spiritual warfare. You understand? This is spiritual warfare. And listen, we already know what's out there. Okay, that's out there in darkness does not want you to bring that light. Why? Because then you begin to start to reveal everything that has been done in the dark. Amen? So if you're coming out there and you are the enemy to darkness, why? Because you're lighting up the place. You are revealing those things that's unclean. You're revealing those things that are not right. You're revealing those things as ugly, and people begin to start to see the real deal. Amen? And listen, the darkness does not want you to come, because then you're going to brighten up the place, and that's not good. As long as it's dark, you cannot see. As long as you're in darkness, you cannot see. But when you turn those lights on, then you begin to start to see all the dirt around you, what needs to be cleaned. And that's how we are. Amen? That's what we are. We are the salt of the earth. Amen. As we move forward in God, God is giving us the vision. He's giving us the light to be able to go out and proclaim the gospel. And let me tell you something. Don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. Don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. There are going to be things out there that's going to sound good to your ears, tinkling to your ears. And I'm telling you right now, okay, it's not the truth. It is not the truth. It's a lie. Amen. It is false. So don't go for the false word. Do not go for the false word. You already know the word of God. Don't get confused. Don't get lost. Don't lose yourself. Amen? Because then you find you start getting weaker, and you're asking yourself, what's wrong? What's wrong is because you got away from the source. You know the word, and yet you're doing something totally different. When I say you, I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm not talking about you there, but if you're doing that, if the shoe fits, then I'm talking to you. But what I'm saying is I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm talking about all of us. This is a serious, serious work that we have to do, and we have to understand where we came from. We have to know what our source is. We have to know what our strength is, so that when we begin to start to get weak, we know where our source is coming from. We can begin to get the feed off the word of God and make us stronger so we can go out there and continue to bear fruit. Amen? You cannot bear fruit. You cannot bear fruit if you are connected to a vine that is not giving you what you need in order to survive. You can't do that. We cannot do that. So here it's saying, you remain in me. God has already given us a word. It's in red. Remain in me, and I also remain in you. And God is saying this when you stay in the word of God, that God is going to be with you. When you stay in the word of God, then God is going to remain in you. I don't care what your troubles are, what your trials are, what you've been going through, what's not right. If God is in you, you have to trust by faith that it's going to work out, that it's going to be okay. See, because God is steadily giving you what you need. And, you know, you can't see it. We can't see it when it's going to happen, but it's coming. It's coming. Why? That's what it says. The victory has already been won. The victory has already been won. So take your eyes off the dumb stuff and look at the real deal. Okay? And that is the vine. That is Jesus Christ. Amen? Remain in me and I in you. And when you do that, then we're going to bear fruit. We're going to bear fruit. If And it says, goes in here, it says, in verse 4, remain in me and I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit but itself. It must remain in the vine, and you cannot bear fruit unless you remain in me. Praise the Lord, Sister Stokes. You have to remain in the vine. You have to remain in the vine. Look at God work. This computer went down. I can't see nothing, but yet God is still moving. Listen, God gets the victory. It doesn't make a difference. What happens? We continue moving. It doesn't make a difference. What it looks like, you continue moving by faith, amen, and not by sight. You know, we could have just said, you know what, oh, well, we're not going to do this tonight. We're not going to do this tonight. And God, listen, when God is in you, if God is for you, then who can be against you? Amen. So all I can do is say hallelujah in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for his word. We thank you for that tonight. We move on to 5. Verse 5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Don't get it twisted. You're not the vine, and God is the branch. Okay, don't get it twisted. Okay, God is saying, I am the vine, you are the branches. Know your place. Know your place. Know what you're supposed to be doing in Christ. Amen. What type of fruit are you supposed to be bearing? Okay? Don't look at that fruit tree and expect that you are going to bear apples and you are a pear tree. Don't look at that. Don't look at what the other part of the body is doing. Each part of the body has its own purpose, its own fruit that it is supposed to bear. Amen? So we have to focus. Stay in our lane. I always say that. Stay in your lane. Don't get confused. Do not get confused. Stay in your lane. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That is the word of God. Apart from me, separate yourself from the vine, separate yourself from the word of God, separate yourself from Jesus Christ, and you cannot do anything. Nothing at all. It may look like you're doing something. Why? Because that is the trick of the enemy. But I'm here to tell you right now, you cannot do nothing. You cannot. You become a puppet. You become a puppet. You're doing everything that you think that you're supposed to be doing, but it's really not the word of God. It is not about God. It is not about Christ. If you cannot lift up the word of God, then something's wrong with whatever you're doing. Something is wrong with whatever you are doing. And it's saying here that you can't do anything without me. That sounds like some powerful words. That's a powerful word. You cannot do anything without me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain, listen to this, in verse 6, if you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and buried. When I look at that and I see in terms of those who have gotten away from the word of God, that have gotten out there, gotten lost, they've withered up, they just lost. They got lost. They don't know where their source came from anymore. They have withered up and they have died, okay? And once a branch dies, okay, you can't do nothing with it. When that branch dies, you can take it and just break it. You can just break it, break them up. You break them up and you throw them and you use them for fire. You know how that goes when you're out there and you have trees that are falling and branches that are falling. All you do is breaking them up and you're using them for fire. Okay, you're throwing them into fire. It makes good for fire. It makes good for fire. Amen? Or it makes good for going to hell. Okay, not heaven, but going to hell. Okay, there's only one place that we can go, and that is heaven. And that's why we're constantly looking up to God, who is our Savior. Listen, God is our all and all. We're supposed to continue to look to God for everything that we do. My sister, my brother, whatever it is that you're out there trying to make happen, continue to keep your eyes focused on the cross. Amen. That redemption is what we have. We have to keep our eyes focused on God, and that's what he wants us to do. Keep your eyes focused. Stay in the word. And if you find that you're getting away from the word and you're doing other things because you don't have time, I'm telling you. get back into the Word of God. Amen? Because when you get back into the Word of God, when you get back into the Word of God, that's when you become stronger. And that's when things begin to start to happen again for you. That's when things begin to happen for you. And that's why it says here in verse 6, verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that's thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire. And then he goes on to verse 7. If you remain in me, here's the flip side. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, remember we're talking about the Word of God, ask whatever you wish and it will be done. That's being faithful, my brothers, my sisters, being faithful. Being faithful, knowing what you're supposed to do, knowing where your stand is as you go out into the world, knowing what you're supposed to be doing, and listen, that's what faith, being faithful is all about. Sticking, being true to the cause. And what is our cause? Our cause is lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, who is our, listen, he's our everything. He is our everything. And whatever it is that you're doing, what the word is here, God, Jesus Christ is saying here, it's saying, stick with me. If you want to be a winner, stick with me. If you want to get something done, stick with me. If you do not want to get lost and you want to be able to see your way through life, stick with me. Stick with me. Hang on to the vine. Don't let go, as Pastor Cook would probably say at this time. Don't let go. Don't let go, okay? You're connected to a strong foundation. The foundation is Jesus Christ. You're connected. We are connected. That's almost like taking the body that we have and taking the arm and throwing it away because it has no use. That is incorrect. It has a purpose. The arm has a purpose. Guess what? That foot has a purpose. Guess what? Those fingers have a purpose. Guess what? That mouth has a purpose. Every part of the body has a purpose, and you cannot get it and twist it up and expect one to work in another location. Everything works according to the good and the glory of those that love God. Those that love God. Amen? That's what we're supposed to be doing. Stick in your lane. Stay in your place. Let's get it done, but we have to get it done together. We have to get it done together. And listen, this is a whole piece. This is a whole piece that we're working on. A whole piece. We have to stay connected to the vine. If you remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers, and branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever it is and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. I like that. I like that piece right there. This is my Father's glory. This is what God glories. Listen, this is what God smiles upon us when we stick with him. Oh, my goodness. There goes my girl again. Oh, my goodness. There goes my son again. Have you tried my faithful servant? And guess what? Guess what? You're going to be tried. Guess what? You are going to be tried. Have you tried my faithful servant? And God is bragging on you. He's bragging on you, knowing that you're going to get out there and you're not going to wither up. You're not going to dry up. You're going to stay connected. You know your place. You are going to stay connected. Amen? And that's what God smiles about. That makes God happy when we get out there and do what we're supposed to be doing. Glorifying God, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. And bearing fruit, drawing more people to the vine. Drawing more people to the vine. Amen. That they may bear fruit, showing that yourself to be mine. my disciples. Showing yourself to be my disciple. And that's what we are supposed to do. Go out and proclaim the word of God. God has already told us from the very beginning who we are and what we're supposed to be doing, how we're supposed to go out there and do it, and all we have to do is just walk the walk. That's it. We already know. We already know. We already know the word. It's already embedded in us. It's already, since birth, it's already been there. And we've grown with it. We've become, listen, we have been tried. We've been tested. And still hanging in there. So why give up now? Why give up now? Why give up now? Why separate from the vine now? All of a sudden we've gotten older and now we know more than God. We're trying to do it on our own. Why? Because we've forgotten the way. God cherishes those that have a childlike attitude. A childlike attitude. A child knows that they depend on the parent. The child is depending on the parent. It knows that the parent is there. So when something happens, it knows that the parent is going to protect them. That's what we're supposed to be. Sure, we're going to grow up physically, but mentally, God wants us to have a childlike attitude. Humble. Being humble. You don't have to brag on yourself. People already know when you're powerful, and you don't have to do much. You don't have to say much, but people can see it in you. They can see that light. They can see the spirit of Christ in you. They can see the power working in you. You don't have to, if you're going to brag on Jesus Christ, how good he's been. He woke me up this morning, started me off on my day. Oh, my God, you know we can go on with that. And when God is for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, who can be against you? So whatever you're going through, please know that God knows all about it. Please know that God is there with you. Stick with him. Stick with him. Hang in there. Don't leave. Don't leave him. God desires you and I to stick with him, to stay connected, to don't lose sight. That's what God desires of you and I for the body. God wants the body to work together for the good and the glory of those that love him. Amen. 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 It looks like we have 90 seconds, and I don't know where time has gone. But I do thank you for tuning in. I am sorry that I cannot, or we cannot play the intro or the extra out. But if I sing, I would be able to sing it for you, but we can't do that. But we do thank you. I just hope that I was able to do a good job on behalf of Pastor Cook. She will be coming back again. We're going to bring her back on very quick so she can. She can share with us what the Lord has placed in her spirit. Amen. We are going to, we have to have her back. Whatever issue she had, let me tell you something. It had to be good. It had to be good. That's all I can say, because when the enemy steps in and shuts things down on one side, listen, it had to be good. So I can't wait to hear what God has placed in her spirit so that she can share it with us. So at this point, we are going to close out this evening, and again, we do thank you for tuning in. You can go into the archives, go into Blog Talk Radio, and when you go into the archives, you can pull up Blog Talk Radio and pull up any any talk, any message that you have heard. Amen. Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you'll get you there. Thank you. And we do appreciate you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. God bless you.